Good evening. Thank you for being here tonight. It's a tough night. Are these on? I don't even care. I'm sorry.
Are we on, Jen?
Yes, it's recording, Judy. Thank you. Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board, May Day, May 1st, 2024. I'm going to do a quick roll call. Janice Redondo.
Lois Hall.
Jill Perkins.
Lori Houston.
Before we ask Brian to do the invocation, Jill just wants to say a word or two.
What we'd like to do this evening is take a minute to observe a moment of silence for the terrible tragedy that happened to our community yesterday. We lost some lives yesterday of Valley residents, and also to really keep our first responders in our heart, because I can't even imagine responding to something like that. Those were their friends and neighbors. So if we could do that, please.
Thank you. Brian, would you lead us in the invocation? Please stand, everyone.
Where would you like me to be? Okay.
You're fine, Brian. Thank you.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful this evening for the freedom to meet as a community. We're grateful for this valley. We're grateful for the many people who unselfishly serve. We're grateful for the land of freedom that we still enjoy. We ask thy blessings to be with us in our daily lives as we treat one another as we would be treated. Bless us this evening that we'll have good discourse and be able to understand the issues and be able to see clearly. We're thankful for the many blessings that we enjoy as citizens of the United States, and for the freedoms that we still enjoy. And ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To my right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, everybody. Public comment for items on the agenda. We're just going to rock and roll because that's the only item on the agenda. I entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of March 27th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Jill made a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval for tonight's agenda for May Day, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Lois, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No informational items. Planning and zoning. Now, I think I've heard of this person. Who is this? This is UC24124, Clea Whitney. Use permit for the following: a food pantry and an office. And therefore, there had to be lots of waivers for reducing parking, parking striping, generally located southwest corner of Moapa Valley Boulevard and Hardy Way. For possible action, which we will vote on this evening, is someone representing the item tonight. Mr. McFeeters is pointing at Mrs. McFeeters. Mrs. McFeeters is pointing back at Mr. McFeeters. Gary, you're up.
We don't fight.
No, I thought she was going to give me something to talk about, but yeah.
Hi, Gary.
So I'm Gary McFeeters.
Thank you for being here.
M-C-D-A-G-T-E-R-S.
Thank you.
I'm part of Brooks Good Deeds, along with Shadow. We're the owners of it. And yeah.
So you got in there, and things were rolling along.
We got in there, everything was good.
And then what happened?
We applied for a grant.
Okay.
Which, unbeknownst to us, we have to have a Clark County business license.
Gotcha.
We have a state business license, but not Clark County.
Are you a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit.
You have a 501c3 status?
Yes.
And a state business license, but you didn't have a county?
No.
Okay, so that brought up what?
We received the grant. Well, we received the grant, but then they held it back from us and said you had to have a business license.
So you went down to get that.
Went to get it. Then we have to jump through who?
Lo and behold.
Our due diligence through Clark County, which is extremely difficult if you don't have an engineer or backing or anything like that. So We Shanna has figured it out somehow, and so here we are on the next step that they require us is to come and present to you guys and tell you that that's what we do. And as of today, I think we're around 1,400 participants total that have come through our doors and picked up food. And right now it's probably around 300-ish a week. So we can really tell when the snowbirds are here and when they're not.
And do you do other things beside the food pantry there?
Well, we also encompass a grief counselor that's there as well. She's in one of the offices, and we let her use it for free because we know how mental health is important, and it's really important actually to us, but we do that. We have another room that we have grief meetings in. We have a cognitive stimulation class that Shanna teaches there. Tri yoga is also there. And what was the last one? Tri yoga with,
if you need goat yoga, I can supply you a goat.
or pig.
Or pig.
Maybe a synopsis of what really Brooke's Good Deeds is, for the record, because this hopefully will be in the paper. This gets reported.
Well, first and foremost, for the record, it's a food pantry. And the way it works is it's two in one. We have a Golden Groceries, which is 60 and over. They get a box of food that's mostly shelf stable. But with that, they will have also produce and bread. And then on the other side is the all-age pantry, where the 60 and over can also go on that side and shop, where the under 60 can't get that food that's on the golden side. And the premise behind it all on our all-age side is the reason we don't prepackage that is because we only want the participant to take the food they'll eat.
Right.
And we even tell our goldens that. If there's something in your box that you don't want, feel free to leave it out. So and for the goldens, they get that box once a month. The all-age is every 2 weeks. But the goldens fall under the all-age every 2 weeks as well. The only thing, they don't get their golden, but once a month.
Anything else from the board before I open it up to the public?
Okay. Are they wanting just the front paved and striped, or are they asking for all?
The way I understand it, we're asking for a waiver.
I know, but what's county wanting out of you?
As far as it's
striping.
It's nothing specific.
It's
said.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think the most beautiful part, well, not certainly the most beautiful part, but the good part about this is staff is recommending approval.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That's a very good thing.
That is.
So hopefully at Planning Commission, you'll be on consent, which means you'll just sit there at 7 o'clock, and at 7:15, you'll leave with a smile on your face. It's not going to the Board of County Commissioners. It just goes to PC. So they're just asking to waive the striping and reduce the parking, because I don't know how you pull a number out of the sky for parking in something like this.
It's based on the whole acreage.
Oh, the square footage of, okay.
2.32 acres.
You know, and behind there you got that wash, and mm-hmm. if you look at the line, they're including that wash.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if
maybe boats, maybe we could put boat parking over there.
Well, there was that,
you know,
the landscaping.
We used to rent that building, and that building, as far as I can remember, when it was Las Vegas Roadsters, we were there. Prior to that, it was a dairy. It's never, ever had striping, parking places, or anything else like that. It has never, I've been here for 20 plus years now, and it has never had any of that.
And that's kind of what we talked to them about.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I saw having, it was the person we were talking to was in her 20s.
Okay.
And we were, but it was good. It was good.
Mrs. McPheeters, you said you weren't
looking for approval.
You weren't going. Yes, yeah. So let me open it up to the general public. Anybody want to jump up and talk about how wonderful these two people are? I know it, but maybe everybody else doesn't.
I also would like to thank you for everything you guys do. I mean, tirelessly you work, and it cannot be easy. So thank you very much.
And they're from Alaska.
And you guys are.
They are amazing. Their daughter brought them here, and here they are.
Well, you filled a hole in our valley that was kind of left, and you took it and you ran with it, and you made it even better and more accessible for people who needed that. I need to talk to you more about that after the fact. I have neighbors across the street that may have, don't have the internet and things like that, that need to know how to do this, so.
Well, on top of that, so I should also, we do do home deliveries as well.
Oh.
Home deliveries.
Terry Berkland helping you?
Generally, yeah.
Terry's
generally
good.
Are.
Have a good heart.
Well, we do it in Mesquite as well. And in Mesquite, you have to be 60 and over to get the deliveries. But here.
It's 60 and over.
Is it 60 and over here, too? It's 60 and over here, unless you. We got a few people who don't have transportation, so we deliver them as well.
Yes.
Can you ask how many?
Yes.
Raise hands.
Okay, if you're not going to jump up, how many folks are here in support of Brooks Good Deeds? I would say that's everybody. And boy, I'd sure like to see you do even more. I know that's way too much to ask. It's like me and the pigs, but boy, we have such a problem with the kids here. I every time I turn around, I hear something about kids either in trouble or kids with drug stuff. And I know there's the school and there's probably things doing that, but you two just have, there's just something about you two. So thank you. And thank
well,
you for the...
Well, we've been blessed with the sisters and the elders.
Okay.
It's a double-edged sword because they come in, they're so awesome and great, and then 2 weeks later they say, I'm going someplace else.
Yeah, I'm going to Nicaragua. Right,
like,
yes.
So, and it just happened to us. One of our... We don't have favorites, but one of them, she's leaving, and it's like, oh. But it's
someone
really
will come
good.
In place of her.
Because we, our volunteers, we want people that want to be there, not forced to be there and have to be there, and we do.
Is there a way that you can sign up? I mean, on occasion, I have a pretty decently full plate. But on occasion, I wouldn't mind coming and helping with deliveries and things like that to offset, you know, maybe now that the seniors are gone for the summer and things like that. Is there a place online or somewhere we can sign up for that?
No, online. Just come in and fill out an application and or get added to the list and then based on
like you'll call if you're short on people and stuff like that. Okay.
It's typically a Thursday. We get our deliveries on a Thursday and we pre-stock everything on Fridays. The second and fourth Fridays is usually the busiest days.
So to answer, Janice, your question about teens, we do offer a middle school grief group for kids, and we partnered with Mac Lyon, and we do that every week.
Excellent. Thank you. I should have figured you were already doing something.
I'm reading your shirt. Ray of Hope.
Ray of Hope. That's,
you guys are a ray of hope to this valley.
But this is for a little girl who passed before she should have. Yes.
But you are a ray of hope for the valley.
So we do a lot of support of nonprofits. I mean, it could be any nonprofit, but generally those who are positive for the community and
stuff like that,
we help out. Ray's happens to be one of those.
Okay, so, I'd love to enter.
Do you want to make a
Courtney,
comment?
Raise your hand.
Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Come, please. Tell us
name.
Who you are.
Say your name.
BBS is the whole thing. Spell the whole thing. CORTNIEVILLEZCAS.
How was that in first grade?
I married into it. So
oh, okay. Okay, it's your fault.
The only thing I wanted to say, really, because they've already said it, but something that we get a lot of is that they're not just there for the food. A lot of these people are there for the social. They don't get out of their homes. They don't have a social calendar. And so they come to Brooks, where a couple of us talk more than maybe we should. Like, we should help more, work more, but we talk more. And that's what they come for. It's not just the shopping, but we visit with them about their lives and what they did. Maybe they've lost someone, or maybe they just moved here, or whatever. And so we have been thanked many times for just the social, just being there to listen. And so they're not just offering food, but they're offering that friendship and that fellowship that a lot of people need. So.
Well, thank you for being there as well.
Yes.
Talking too much is a wonderful gift.
Thank you.
Thank you.
An image of your mama.
Thank you.
Yes, <isn't her>.
Thank you.
Howdy, sir. Did she leave it?
It should be on.
My name is Douglas Evans, E-V-A-N-S, and I'm one of the older guys there. And I have been there for almost 2 years. And what I have seen, as what Gary, I've been there almost a month after they opened.
From the start. Uh-huh.
And I went in and asked to volunteer because I had nothing to do.
Excellent.
So I figured, well, let's go join. What my experience is with being there is we've had every walk of life come in, rich, poor, homeless, and we greet them.
All the same.
With a smile.
Mm-hmm.
We talk with them. And I have had people come up to me and say, oh, thank you for what you've given me. I haven't had a meal in a couple days. And so when they partnered with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we also get shipments from them. And you look at all the LDS members here in the Valley that can't afford to go into Las Vegas to pick up food orders. And most of the bishops, from what I understand, and I'm in the Mormon Mesa Ward, they have told their members, go to Brooks. And I see all those people, and I talk with them, and I'm grateful that they do come, because we are the opportunity that does not exist in this valley. So, thank you.
Mr. Evans, thank you for being there from the start. Thank you.
You're welcome.
People don't realize that our valley does have these kind of problems. And I've only volunteered maybe twice for the food bank, and it was prior to. And it was really surprising to me to see people had fallen upon hard times. And it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of, you know, there's a lot of people there by the grace of God go, all of us.
Yes.
And so it's really good that it's there, and there's no rules, there's no, you know, come and we'll help you.
Right.
I have to agree, Mr. Evans. I delivered for a long time for the previous people who were doing it. And, you know, sometimes when you're knocking on their door, just the smiles on their faces, because it's kind of the first contact that they've had in a while. So it's really nice.
Okay.
Great. For our community.
I would love the Planning Commission to hear all of this, but you may end up on consent, which is probably fine. But I'm sure our friend Vern Robeson, does he get this? Okay. Okay. I don't normally make a motion, but I would sure like to be the one to make the motion to approve UC 24-124, Clea Whitney use permits and waivers of development standards as applied for the McFeeters. All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for being persistent. Thank you for following through and doing this.
Just
and
can't. And not giving up. And doing it yourself there, Sparky.
That's
a big one. Good for you. You did the 501. There's no doubt. You can do anything. You can do anything with this little munchkin helping you. All right, where are we at? Public comment.
General business.
General, is there? No,
no.
Sorry, no general business. Public comment. Anybody, somebody, anybody here for other than Brooks Good Deeds? Look at Shanna. You brought all these people out. We love having you folks here. Oh, yes, of course. Come on down. Do we have items?
Up here, but it's not on. There we go.
There you go.
Hi. Ms. Milk for 315 North Moapa Valley Boulevard, the library. May is kind of a chill month because the kids are getting out of school and we're preparing for the summer. But just show everybody there are logs in the back. Summer challenge starts on the 15th of May, right before school gets out. You can win for prizes, everyone, adults too.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got logs in the back. If I don't have enough, there's more sitting on my desk back next door. Our few programs this summer, we are hosting a free Mommy and Me paint party.
Oh, cute.
on the 11th before Mother's Day. So it's a one-on-one, one adult, one kid, come paint, come have fun. And then we will be kicking off Summer Challenge with our children's kickoff is a messy paint day on the 22nd. Come ready to make a mess. The kids always do, and it's so much fun. We will be having a book brunch for adults that Saturday the 25th. Come, bring your favorite book you've read recently. Come hang out, chat. We're providing brunch. And then our teen summer challenge lock-in will be on the 31st in the evening. And those are a continued event. We do about three of them a year. The teens can come, be in a safe place, hang out, eat, have a good time.
That's once a month?
We do them three times a year.
Okay.
So, and then I'd also like to thank Brooke's Good Deeds for providing snacks for our teenagers.
Oh. Yay.
Because they do, and they... it's really helped.
Is there anything you guys don't do?
I don't know.
They need to adopt a pig. They haven't adopted a pig yet.
You could have Brooke's Good Deeds tattooed right on the side.
They have a great yard. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, and I want to say Pirates and Princesses look like they had an absolute blast.
I'm glad. Everybody seemed to have a good time.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Girls, Lori?
We have a couple events coming up. There's the May Day Dance, which is a wonderful Valley tradition. It's this Friday. It's a little bit different this year. They've kind of split the schedule, so there's because the gym's kind of smallish. So talk to the school or check on your calendars for that. It's kind of a fun thing to go to. And then also on Saturday is the annual Dan Bailey Car Show. This year they picked Brooke's Good Deeds to be the beneficiary of that. So come by, donate. They do a silent auction. They'll have some food there for like I think it's only like $5 or something. All the funds, you know, above and beyond what the costs are, go to Brooke's Good Deeds. So tell your family and friends. It's down at Old Shacks. Everybody's volunteering. Nobody's getting paid to do it at all.
What's the date?
Saturday.
Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
What time?
I don't even know. It's from 8 to 2. Yeah, it's also, there's posters all over town and advertised on Facebook.
May the 4th.
Oh, that's right. I should know that.
Jill?
Couple of things. As you guys can see, our boulevard is looking a lot prettier.
Isn't it?
So they're coming along. They're getting that done. And then the next thing is, if you guys haven't driven by the airport lately, we are wrapping up things. As far as I know, LVP will be pulling out all of their heavy equipment maybe by tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. And the NOTAM should be lifted. A NOTAM means it's a no-fly. Nobody can land. Nobody can take off. Nobody can do anything. But that should be lifted by this weekend. And we're back in business, my friends.
All right.
So, a lot of hard work. It turned out beautiful. If you guys get a chance to go up and kind of take a peek at it, it looks beautiful. They've done a great job. And ahead of schedule.
Will they be doing an open house?
Yes, they will. I don't have a date on that yet. They will be having an open house. But as you can see, I was kind of their biggest cheerleader.
And I just want to mention that road out towards the freeway is looking so good. It's great not to have barriers up now.
Yeah.
So I saw something on Metro. They had a Heroes or something at the park.
Heroes Night Out.
It was fabulous.
It was great.
What was it called?
Heroes Night Out. Stop the Stigma.
How did I miss that?
It was everywhere.
Yeah, it was everywhere. You were piggy sitting.
Specifically kind of wanting to talk about
I would have brought
suicide
them.
Prevention among our first responders.
They told how we're going to a call, Metro, police, fire, rescue, and being devastated with what they see with their friends and neighbors and how it really affects them. And they want to stop the stigma of suicide and mental health. So we really need to pray for them after yesterday's tragedy.
Our chief, who just ran a 5K or some even better
his
than
first
that.
Marathon.
Yeah, his
first
marathon.
First
he wrote, I can't stand Facebook, but he wrote something really nice on Facebook. And I remember Stephen walking into Marilyn's office years ago before we had a fire board out here. And he was not the first one who tried to do it. Thank goodness he was the one who ended up getting it. But That's who I want. You know, if I fall over with my animals, I want to see Stephen. I want to see Judy. I want to see people I know. But we do definitely need to encourage them, thank them, hug them, kiss them, buy them candy. I don't know, whatever they like, because they work hard. And I'm, for one, very glad that Moapa Valley Fire District exists. So.
His arrival to our valley is very special to our family. I had a family member who had some pretty major health issues, and the first time he responded, I finally felt like somebody was there that could really help us. And the training he's done, and
and continues.
Have, what, 31, over 31 volunteers now?
No, we have almost 90.
Almost 90. I mean, the services we're receiving are top notch because of his hard work.
Yeah.
And now we have a assistant fire
yeah,
chief.
Right. Yeah, right.
So we're so well covered. I so appreciate everything they've done for our valley. A person in my family has been greatly affected by it.
Okay. The last thing I have is something Judy dropped in front of me, and I don't have an answer for you, but I can probably get one. Last meeting we had the Lorna Fegley. We had the fence over by Logandale Trails for
Jackie LLC
property.
Pioneer, yeah.
It's been withdrawn, so it never made it to the Planning Commission.
But they withdrew it.
They withdrew it.
The county didn't.
No, exactly.
Withdrew it.
Hence withdrawn. But I'm curious if it's a withdrawn forever or if it's coming back or what the case may be. So we'll try and find out what that is. And
I believe that they're just doing a 6-foot fence now.
So it eliminated the need for the waiver? She kind of said it was 6 feet anyway. Okay. Next meeting. Judy, do we have items?
You know what? We had an item and it just got moved to June.
Is it the
and it's the same one that we've been carrying for the last 6 months.
Does it have to do with pumpkins?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
I don't think it does.
Okay, May 15th, may or may not happen, but Judy will send out an email. Motion to adjourn, 7:28.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We're all in favor. Thank you, Lois.
Awesome.